at a time.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
We got lots to talk about today.
It seems to be every day.
How do you think we're doing?
There's much to talk about.
Well, there is. Much to do.
Much.
Deeds.
That's right.
Not words,
that's
correct?
Correct.
Yeah, here we go.
Correctamundo.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. On Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, or go to Bradley Dean. That's me. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E, or follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines are accessible today. That's up to you if you'd like to call in. 53 countries will hear what you throw out on the table. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that?
The reason why is because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. You don't want that problem. You know, recently we just posted on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, a man whose brains were most definitely in somebody else's head. He came up to the podium, got all ready for the speech.
Hang on a second. Have you been hanging out with a bunch of farmers today or something out in the field?
I've been farming in the office all day.
You ever been around a farmer before? They get like right up into your face and they talk really loud.
Yeah. It's
like
it's because that loud machinery all the time. They got to be close so they can hear each other.
Yeah. So are you kind of getting the hint here?
Am I being too loud?
A little bit. Boy, I'm a drummer.
Turn me. I know.
No. It's not like that. I think you're just agitating me a little bit.
That could
too much coffee.
I haven't had any coffee.
No. I had too much coffee.
Oh, you had too much coffee.
Okay.
All right. So can I get back to my
oration
here?
Yes.
Okay, good. This man comes up to the podium, and, you know, he's all prepared to give a speech. And people are standing around with their plastic faces on, smiling. The cameras are there. The video cameras are rolling.
That sounds like the White House.
And then all of a sudden it's like, you know, I'd love to give my speech right now, but I don't have my prepared notes in front of me. I don't know if we got that audio or not. But boy, it'd be sure great to play that audio. I know that...
You mean like kind of like play along?
Yeah, play you that,
like kinda,
play that audio.
Kind of feel things out a little bit,
And maybe it wasn't prepared or given, but maybe somebody over there could get that audio.
I'm with you.
Because now I feel like my brains are in somebody else's head because the thought I'm trying to convey isn't coming out.
I can share. I just watched it.
I think I hear it right now. What is it?
Good morning, everybody. It is wonderful to see all of you, and I want to thank everybody who's here. I think there's only one problem, and that is that my remarks are not sitting. You know, things by Friday afternoon, things get a little challenged.
We take the weekends off.
I'm going to answer a question at the end of the remarks, but I want to make sure that we get the remarks out. People,
could somebody?
I'm going to answer a question at the end of my remarks. So in other words, he already knows it.
And the guy who brings the remarks, then he trips. This is somebody's retrieving his brains out of somebody else's head. They're bringing to the.
Was that Skipper?
Could have
Skipper,
been.
Yeah.
Here you go, boss. yes, here's your brains again. Find that on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook.
You know what the sad fact of the matter is? It's not funny at all, is it?
That's
that your president cannot even speak without a teleprompter.
That is the president.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the president with
remarks. I don't think he's lawfully there, but the point being made is
correct.
He can't even speak out of his own heart.
He's being tolerated up there, that's for sure. Now, our last events that we did, let's see here. Today is Saturday. This was Friday that we did this event. And it was down in Greenville. We had Chris Lawton on with us that day. But
South Carolina.
Yep,
that's south or north?
Greenville, South Carolina.
Yes.
Greenville, South Carolina.
Yeah.
Chris Lawton said, great to meet you, Jake and Bradley Dean. Amazing event last night. We shared the pictures. Those are on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Also, for those of you that are Saturday listeners, our show is on every weekday, Monday through Friday. We just got put on two new stations up in northern Michigan, WYPV 94.5. So for all of our Saturday Michigan listeners, listen to us every day of the week.
Yeah.
Also on WACV, that's 93.9. I guess about a third of the state, Monday through Friday, we're on. And with that, many of you maybe didn't know that we were on tour this whole week because we've been talking about it all week. You can find all the photo albums, all the videos, everything like that, right at Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook. Here's a couple responses. We're in Rockingham, North Carolina.
That's
really cool. Yeah. We were in Raleigh, North Carolina. We also went to Grenville, obviously. And we teamed up with the Triangle Conservatives Unite. Today, totally enjoyed last night at Robert L. Baptist Church in Rockingham, North Carolina. There's nothing better than hearing the truth. Well done, sir. And I put some videos to that comment, so you got to watch those. You go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Ernie Walters, who was a pastor down there, said, it is such a great pleasure to meet you both. Jake, the Sons of Liberty, Bradley, it has been a charged couple of eye-opening days. Bradley spoke at his church two days in a row.
He's a great guy. He really is.
Keep up the great work, brother. He's been commenting and following through. And he also just today sent this message because we have the My War DVD series. Mm-hmm. We have it on the website, of course. It's a five-part documentary series. It's been edited.
Hopefully enough people will, you know, listen to what Jake's saying and actually buy the message before destruction takes place.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
kind of what the purpose is.
And Ernie did that. This is the pastor. He said, I just watched part one, only part one, mind you, of My War by Bradley Dean. Wow. This needs to be on prime time viewing. We have had that on prime time viewing.
Yes, we have.
Straight talk, real life, behind the curtain news that you will never hear from the mainstream media. A clarion call to the church to, capital letters, be the church.
That's right.
You can find that at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
First,
go shop.
Church,
get that
first take responsibility.
Right.
Patriots, listen to the pastors that proceed.
Yep.
Actually proceed what the Patriots should be doing because they're the congregants, that's how you win the country. Again, don't be guilty of waiting till after the fact, friends, before you get this message. It's been in over 342 high schools in 22 different states. I don't know how many tea parties, I don't know how many states it's been in, but every single time someone watches My War, it's always the same exact response.
Yeah.
Even people that came to the My War premiere, I remember, I wish I would have listened to you the first time.
Yeah.
And it's because prevention is better than cure. And that's what we're trying to promulgate throughout our country and broadcast and proclaim that, listen, folks, there is hope, but it's not outside of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And it's not cheesy. It's not religious. It's real because he's alive forevermore.
Amen. Which is exactly why guys like Steve Noble on Monday, June 3rd, Monday, June 3rd.
Monday, wasn't it?
Steve Noble, his radio program is called Called to Action Today out in Raleigh. You're on his program talking about that same thing. Also, too, is Molotov Mitchell. Go check out the picture. It's great. He's got a gladiator mask on, him and Bradley. People all understanding and realizing that, listen, Christ comes first, and then liberty follows thereafter.
He's the one that makes men free. Get Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, check us out online, Sons of Liberty Radio, or Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, or Bradley Dean, 1-877-807-9977. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com, or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's great. Now we have, hey guys, listen up, friends. Now we have Rush Limbaugh talking about a coup d'etat. And who's his leader? Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. Now just think, if he would have warned the people up to this point of taking responsibility to deal with Congress when these things started to take place.
Right.
Now the fact of the matter is we're having to deal with it when it's on top of us instead of in front of us.
Now we have Obamacare. Now we have this new NDAA.
Good for the conservatives. Good for you guys. You guys are doing a great job of painting the American people into the corner where they're completely defenseless. Show them their sin before a just and a holy God, because that's the only hope that we have.
Yeah, I know. It's like,
regardless if you want to believe it or not.
I was on the Ed Till show. And many of you maybe know Ed Till, late 70s, early 80s, is a talker, a big talker. Now he's got a blog talk radio thing. And he's sitting here talking to me about, well, you know, you got to be careful because the founders didn't establish one religion in the United States of America. I was like, you're right, one Christian religion. That's exactly right. No, he said religion at all. See, here's the problem is if you don't have Christ as your source, and this is where we need to be able to spot it out right away. Hey, Mr. Leader, Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter, independent.
Okay, wait.
Who's your foundation?
That's right. Slow down for a second. Go back to this.
Ed Till.
Okay, Ed Till.
Ed Till show.
Okay, what generation did he come out of?
Yeah, he was probably 70s, I would say.
Burn hippies.
60s. Yeah, he was definitely.
Of course. So he fell for what was being thrown on him. Yeah, indoctrination.
And though he agrees with.
Instead of doing his own homework and opening both of his eyes and looking at our foundations, he believed what he was taught.
Yeah, he looked at it through the prejudice film, if you will, because. He didn't. This is what he said. He could not disagree with anything that I said to him on the air. But what he did disagree with were the things that he drew conclusions outside of the basis of what we already know to be fact and true in this country.
Yeah.
If we could see a political leader does not set God and Christ as his foundation, we need to be very skeptical of him all the time.
Even when you are interviewing Buchanan.
Okay? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Isn't right. that interesting? Oh, Thomas Jefferson, he's a deist. No. Deist, okay, who told you that, Pat?
Yeah.
See, and they just fall for it. And then they wonder what the problem is mm-hmm. in their country.
That's right.
They wonder why they're in a cesspool.
That's right.
A melting pot mm-hmm. of different views from all over the world because you didn't pay attention when God said, thou shalt have no other yeah. gods before me. You went and believed that it was okay to have other gods because you thought that's how we were established.
That's right.
Yet 237 years later, here we are. Who gave us that? The longest standing constitution in the history of mankind, modern history. 1892, the Supreme Court extensively reviewed American history after citing more than 60 historical precedents. Back in 1892, they said, conclusion, there is no dissonance in this declaration. There is a universal language pervading them all, having one meaning. They affirm and reaffirm that this is a religious nation. This is a Christian nation. And Jake was just saying when he was talking about, that's right, we're under the umbrella of Christianity. When John Adams said there that our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people, it's totally inadequate to the government of any other. That's the reason God was stamped on everything. That's why plasters of Moses on stone yeah. engraved and inscripted Clearly. On stone across the country, folks. God established that. And those things were put up, by the way, in the 1930s.
That's right, when they acknowledged.
But isn't it interesting? Under the umbrella of Christianity, and when our forefathers meant religion, it was the Baptists, the Christians. I'm sorry, under the Christian umbrella, the Baptists, the Wesleyans, the Presbyterians, the Lutherans, the Catholics.
Methodist.
Boy, I'll tell you what, when you begin to turn that light on for people, mm-hmm. it's like, I knew what I just couldn't put it into yep. words.
Well, and even
here we are.
Even you made the point. I mean, there's Catholics, so they were afforded asylum, but people are very skeptical of Catholics. The first Catholic president was JFK. I don't even know that we've had one since then. Why? Because the hierarchy of the Catholic Church, when we wrote We the People, that was the way that the government in the Bible was delegated. It was a republic, and the people, through elders, enforced those laws, and they elected folks. They took from among you, as Moses said, men of truth, hating covetousness, that hate evil. Why? Because it was their choice. So it's the same way here, but if you go down, you open up the doors, and you open up the floodgates, and then you start to deal with problems 5 years later when we say there's a coup d'etat right now. Couldn't we have identified that in the very beginning when we had a president who came in, and after the first lie that he told...
Yep.
He's obviously pro-murder because he supports abortion. He voted for it. How many times did it again?
241 times.
241 times. He believed that a doctor should be there if a woman was to, by chance, after an abortion, the baby was to plop out and still be living, another doctor to come murder it. How in the world do you think you can have security of your rights when you have this monster sitting in office?
Trust me. Attacking the American way exactly. on a daily basis, trying to convince the useful idiots that they're not,
that's right.
you know, Americans in the sense of under the banner of Christianity, yeah. and then trying to make devoid or to, well, here, let me say it this way. Get them asking the wrong questions. You don't have to give them the right answers, right. right? Here's another response, by the way. I thought that'd be of interest.
After listening to Bradley Dean speak about what the children do not know today, I decided to test my neighbor. This is beautiful. See, that's what you should be doing. For some reason, and this is cool. This is totally cool if that's our part. We come there and we spur these type of thoughts to do this. But, folks, we should be talking to our neighbors all the time and asking questions. She is 10 years old and in the fourth grade. This is what I learned. She knows all the states' names because it's a song, but don't know positions of any but North Carolina. She never knew that the U.S. was at one point owned by Europe, the Brits. She never heard of the Boston Tea Party. She thinks it's illegal for her to pray in school. She's never heard of the Bill of Rights of any American war to include the Revolutionary War or the Civil War. She's never heard of them,
yep.
but heard of the Gulf War, but had no idea what it was about.
Well, Jake, hang on a second. You're about a quarter of the way through that yep. letter. Well, it's interesting because I've had principals tell me whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. In other words, the principals are not standing guard neither. In this particular case, it was a Wisconsin high school. He told me that the history and the yeah. science books are being changed every 3 to 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And what Jake's talking about right now is a response that we just got back from North Carolina when I was preaching at our Baptist church. A little girl, a seventh grader, came up to me. And it was packed with old people, you know, middle-aged people, college-age students, high school students, and younger kids.
Yeah, even middle school.
And this seventh grader came up to me, and she had said to me, she said, Bradley, and I knew she was going to break. She said to me, I know they're lying to me. And then she starts to break down and cry. She said, my mom and my dad want nothing to do with God. And I said, honey, you take this book. Mm-hmm. You read it. It was my testimonials. Yeah. You read it. You give it to your dad and your mom. And as soon as they get done reading it, I want you to respond to me. You know what that little girl said to me right before I gave her that book? She said, what are we supposed to do? Mm-hmm. So that's the response from one of the congregants in South Carolina.
We went to talk to her neighbor who's a fourth grader. She's 10 years old. She goes on. She does not know any U.S. history, but she is taught Mexican history.
Yep.
This isn't being...
If they're not, Jake, if they're not being taught Ramadan, to fast for Ramadan, or to actually commit a jihad in public schools in America today. Yes, you are under attack by this administration, friends. Go ahead.
This is a 10-year-old girl. Again, this is just a common person going to their neighbor. She does not know any U.S. history, but she is taught Mexican history. She gets science 2 times a month. OMG, this is crazy.
Yeah.
He is right where we are, raising a dumb generation, and this is the generation that is going to take care of us someday. We failed them, plain and simple. Good for you. Acknowledge that. Now get over to that neighbor and start teaching them everything they're not being taught. I know it's not much, but I am devoting... Good for you. I am devoting my summer to teach this girl our history, to include the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and everything else, teaching her and my children that is... Four young minds I can help. We need serious help here. People, take the time to ask what your kids are learning, because Common Core is just a way to dumb down a generation.
Of course.
It's easy to take the rights away from a civilization if they have no idea they have rights.
So what good does it have, and what good does it do to have conservatives complaining about corruption in government when you're not even paying? This is sleight of hand, friends.
Sure.
Pay attention to the problems in government. Mm-hmm. Don't pay attention to what they're doing to the next generation.
That's right.
And that's exactly what's happening. It's one thing to magnify the problem. You always have to do that. And secondly, what do you have to do? You have to reestablish the foundations.
Yeah.
And you have to re-educate them. And that's really where America's at right now. Folks, we don't need change. We need reformation.
Well, yeah. What was it that Obama said when he came in? I mean, both eyes open again, going to the analogy we used.
Yeah.
We're going to fundamentally transform the foundations of America.
You mean kind of like fasting for Ramadan and teaching kids in public schools in the United States? Or learning the five pillars of Islam?
That's transforming.
Or memorizing verses of the Quran? Or adopt a Muslim name in public school? Yes, friends, they're beginning to teach this. Or stage a jihad war against non-Muslims? Folks, you've been duped.
Yep.
You've been duped. James Madison rightly again said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the disguise or a guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Your enemy, friends, is right in front of your face. And it's not without, it is within.
It's a mass production of this ideology upon the minds of kids. Like you said, sleight of hand is, oh, Obama, oh, Democrats, oh, look at Lindsey Graham. I mean, look at him. He's a fake Republican, rhinos, blah, blah. What about our kids?
That's right.
And all this person had to do was go right over to their neighbor and ask the kid.
That's right.
Like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is happening?
Oh, dude. You know what? For everything that we talk about in the Sons of Liberty, that's why the phone lines are empty, friends. They're open. Come on. Bring it on. If you disagree, hey, listen. The state-run media attacks me all day long, friends. 1-877-807-9977. Challenge your intellect, if that's what you want to call it. Yeah? We'll show you your foundations, and then we'll see where we came from. Then we'll know where we're going. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. A nation which does not remember what it was yesterday does not know what it is today, nor what it is trying to do. We are trying to do a futile thing if we do not know where we came from or what we have been about. America was born a Christian nation. America was born to exemplify that devotion to the tenets of righteousness which are derived from the revelations of Holy Scripture. Woodrow Wilson.
Amen. You know, I want
President of the United States.
I'd like to finish to that very topic because we just read a letter from somebody who came and saw you speak and then went out and talked to their 10-year-old, and now this person is devoting all summer long to teach the 10-year-old real history, etc. And there's been some comments going on this, and we'll post it on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, but right now it's on Bradley Dean on Facebook. Underneath it, it says, What we must do to reach the youth is to back Bradley. Well, at the same time, we must hone our social media skills into a razor's edge. For example, I might explain the horrors of Hitler with what Hitler did. Three things, similar things of what this administration is doing. So what he's talking about is getting active, but also backing the ministry.
With the help of the Bushes, don't forget about those guys.
That's for sure. Yes. The money people, wherever
That's
the money
right.
is, follow it. But he did registered his victims' guns, and he had the brown shirts take his victims' guns. Removed his victim's civil rights.
Are you talking about Hitler?
The
you mean the guy that attacked his own Reichstag and then came up with something called Fatherland Security
yep.
and began to encroach upon the rights of the German people, 80 million of them back in the 30s? Yeah,
now,
I remember that guy.
Now, this 10-year-old student would have no idea, but if you sharpen your social networking skills like Bill is talking about, you're going to be able to reach them. But also he made a point, and I want to make this point, and I do it every show. He said, we need to back Bradley. How do you do that? Folks, we're a nonprofit organization. Everything we do, we take your donations. We go do it. This is not an enterprise that makes millions of dollars. We take what you sow in to the next generation, and we go sow it in for you. We're your hands and feet. And if you do that, and when you do that, you get responses like this around the country, and now people are going out to train those young people. This is a reciprocal effect. It keeps growing and growing and growing. It's like throwing the stone in the lake, and you watch the ripples go through the whole lake.
That's right.
You can do that, folks. Become a son or daughter of liberty. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the icon. We incentivize you. You get products, gifts, things like that. But help sow in so we can reach this generation.
Right. Remember William Booth, the founder of Salvation Army?
Yep.
Now, it's interesting, that man knew something, didn't he? He said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present in righteousness.
Yep.
Do you remember Frederick Douglass, his word of advice to a young black man to basically break the chains of slavery? He said, agitate.
Samuel Adams, same word.
Agitate.
Yep.
Yeah, you can't be too radical, folks, when it comes to your liberties.
No way.
You really can't.
Especially now with your kids. I mean, what we just read, if that's not enough to get your cracks off the couch, your butts, excuse me. It's a little flamboyant of a word. If you get your butts off the couch and go teach your team.
Hey, you want, here, dude, do you want a drink?
I don't even need any.
I think he needs a Coca-Cola or something like that.
I'm just lit right now.
All right.
Because there's so much going on in our country that we can do. I mean, there's tangible things we can do every single day. Train our own kids, first of all. Boy, I've seen a lot of families, they want to go win the world, but their kids are lost.
Yeah.
It's like, how are you going to do that?
Yeah, yeah.
Once you got your family in order, like the Bible says,
how much sense does that make?
It doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, people oftentimes, they try to do that. They try to avoid something little that's in front of them because it's boring, it's tedious. They don't want to take the time to do it, and they want to go win the world. But the Lord has always done this to me. Okay, Jake, you can go do that. That's way out there in the distance. Let me show you what you have to do today.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's what you got to do tomorrow. See, these are the steps you take to get there, Jake. And then here's the next step. But Lord, that's boring. I want to reach the world, man. I mean, redeem the time, for the days are evil. I'm getting older by the minute. Yep. Okay, so here's the next step. Are you done talking yet, Jake? Okay, Lord, here's the next step. And as you faithfully take those steps, guess what? You build buildings. Look at the Great Wall of China, just as an example. Yeah. How you can see that thing from space. You know how long that took? Hundreds of years to build. But, you know, nowadays the mentality is I'm going to corporatize. I'm going to get it big, get a bunch of sponsors. We're going to build that wall in a month.
Yeah.
You can build it in a month. It's probably going to fall apart in a month.
Sure.
As well.
Speaking of foundations, America has forgotten where it came from, because what happens is that Christians believe that they are to live a certain way in the church and a different way in the public.
Yeah.
And therein lies the problem. I thought it was pretty cool in South Carolina having that state senator there.
Yeah.
And I actually had the opportunity to preach at him for about 45 minutes. Did you see me go after him a couple times, Jake?
It was a good thing.
Did you see that?
I was there. I was in the building.
I mean, like, do you need a bell to go off to know who I'm talking about, guys? I kept zeroing in on this senator. Actually, I did it about two or three times. And I was just basically, you know, broadcasting that I'm sick and tired of politicians. And it's time to give them the boot. And then I paralleled them with, you know, the price paid for their liberties, and they don't have a right to break the law. Mm-hmm. And then I brought it over to him.
Yep.
But he seems to be a hero out there, so good for them.
His message came out. That's what I heard, his message. Listen, I'm on the Hill right now, and I'm in the midst of a bunch of politicians. I need you, the people in this audience right now, to help me.
Yeah.
I'm alone up there. Get in these people's faces and tell them you're not going to tolerate this, so I can have some more colleagues with me, and we can get something done. Because we're not going to be able to get anything done by being just one person. We can be a voice that can spark, but notice sparks have to start fires. You can't have a bonfire out of a spark, but it can start a bonfire.
Yes.
And so when it starts that bonfire, now everybody's involved, us collectively, and we reap the benefit collectively.
Yeah. Let's go back to our foundations. I like going back and forth. John Jay said this. He said, Providence has given to our people the choice of their rulers, and it is their duty, as well as privilege and interest of our Christian nation, to select and prefer Christians for their rulers. You know, I
would say
we got a campaign going on my fan page right now, and someone went to some of the things that we were talking about, our foundations, and he said, bull, B-U-L-L. You know, and I love going back to these people and say, well, then what are you complaining about? Are you happy with what's going on in government today? Well, absolutely not. Well, why? Because they're liars. Well, who told them not to lie? They're thieves. Who told them not to steal? They're killers. Who told them not to kill?
Well, God did.
I don't. You know, I heard my mom and dad tell me that. Yeah, my mom and dad are in church like twice a week, and my dad was a deacon of the church.
Mm.
And I don't know where that came from. Where did that come from? But you know what? I think you're right. I know I'm right.
Time to rethink.
Because God's right.
Yeah. That's right. And he always has been. We agree with God. If we aren't right, we agreed with the one that is right. And you can do the same thing.
Yes, Joe.
I mean, that would be wise, right? That would be wise.
Justice Joseph story. I really believe Christianity necessary to the support of civil society. One of the beautiful boasts of our municipal jurisprudence is that Christianity is a part of the common law.
Uh-huh.
There never has been a period in which the common law did not recognize Christianity and align its foundations. Yeah. Ooh, that's good. That's real good.
Now, I
like that.
Mm-hmm. This is a constitutional question for
our
listeners.
Wait a second. Are you hearing? I think I am.
Smokey?
Are you hearing Smokey in the background?
I love Smokey.
Oh, you know what? Because if I was in a black church right now, you know what would be going down, friends? They'd be standing up saying, shh, hallelujah, brother. Bringing down the house, Mr. Dean. Oh, do I hear Smokey?
Thankful for the blood of Jesus.
This is what happens in a black church, folks.
2010 years.
Yeah, come on, Smokey.
And he shed Smokey, his blood
Smokey,
for your
Smokey.
Sins and my sins. Stand on your feet, though.
The Bible says we're called to be the ministers of the flames of fire. Not Smokey.
No.
But he's about ready to set a fire.
He's reaching.
Oh, my goodness.
To the highest.
My goodness, mountain. Folks. That is a gift of God. Smokey's an anointed brother from another mother.
He's bringing the flame today.
Hallelujah. Come on, Smokey. Yes, he is. All right, let's just... So every once in a while, that'll just pop up, folks, because that's what black people do. As a matter of fact, I was out at an Office Max yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Stocking up on highlighters and paper and the such.
Studying
and a black man came over me. I kid you negative. And he said something to me, and I don't even know why he brought it up. And I said, I'm sorry about that. I said, I just got back from preaching in South Carolina and North Carolina. He said, really? He said, what's your name? And he puts his hand in my hand. And he said, Brother Dean, God bless you.
Nice.
He goes, here's my daughter.
Uh-huh.
He brings over his daughter. He says, she just won some beauty pageant.
Whoa.
And I looked at her and I said, you just won a beauty pageant? I didn't say it that way, but that's the way he said it. I said, you just won yourself a beauty pageant? She said, yes, you did. I said, what do you have to do? And she told me. And she said, now, obviously, you're going to the Nationals. And I said, well, you go ahead and hook up. So I went outside in my truck and I got myself some of my stuff. I walked back inside and I gave it to my brother.
Nice.
And I said, you know, I got to tell you, brother.
I got to testify.
I said, I'm a black man in a white man's body is what I told him. Because I know black people, they got soul. And I know when I preach in the church, they all be standing up saying, bring it down, Brother Dean.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Glory.
I did. I went back and I pink and blued both him and his daughter. They knew who we were.
Awesome.
He lives in Clearwater, Minnesota. Interesting. I said, you know who we are? He said, yes. Huh. So anyways, you know, speaking of that little girl, because we're kind of having a free-for-all right now.
Yes, we are.
Hey, we're having fun. We're having church up in here.
I was thinking of the common law thing. I can't lose that thought.
Okay.
But I'm with you. Speaking of the little girl, that's important.
Go back to common law.
Well, common law. We Justice Story just told us. Justice Story, by the way, was a Unitarian. In other words, he didn't fully believe the Christian doctrine in Orthodox. But he still acknowledges this is a Christian nation. It doesn't matter what I believe, and I'm a Supreme Court justice. Nowadays, Supreme Court justices say, it matters what I believe, it doesn't matter what you believe. But he pointed that out.
Justice Story was a Supreme Court justice.
That's right.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
So he, saying that, he brought in the common law. He said the common law has always been a part. Now, anybody who knows anything about law knows that judges judge by common law. That's the basis for our law in the United States of America. Common law was incorporated into our Bill of Rights as well. This is a trivia question, all of you. Can you tell us which one of the Bill of Rights the common law was incorporated into? 1-877-807-9977.
Oh.
877-907-8077.
I think I know.
9977. Which
amendment
did common law get incorporated into our...
I think Smokey wants to tell.
Smokey, tell us.
Smokey's breaking in.
If you got the answer, you need to break in.
Well.
You need to break in. 877-807-9977. Common law, which amendment of the Bill of Rights?
Oh, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood.
blood. The blood, the blood of Jesus gives me strength. Yes, it does. From day.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You can get rid of Smokey. Smokey on fire.
We in a black church.
Yes, you know what I wanted to do is actually hit up on some famous last words. We'll bring that up hour two. Famous last words, hour two. It's pretty incredible what people are thinking about right before they die. Folks, check this out, and then Jake will get back to common law. At a meeting of the Council of Safety in Lebanon, Connecticut, near the close of the 1776, when the prospects of our success to establish America as an independent nation looked dark, two members of the council were invited to the home of Mr. and Mrs. William Williams. Their names were Benjamin Huntington and William Hillhouse. Say that really fast. The conversation turned upon the gloomy outlook. America, listen carefully. However, Mr. Hillhouse expressed hope in confidence. I bet you the difference between pessimistic comments and optimistic comments are those in whom they have their eyes fixed upon.
He's doing.
Mr. Williams stated, "If we fail, I know what my fate will be, because I have done much to prosecute the war, and one thing I've done which the British will never pardon, I have signed the Declaration of Independence." He said, "I shall be hanged." Mr. Hillhouse replied, "Well, if we fail, I shall be exempt from the gallows, for my name is not attached to the Declaration, nor have I ever written against the British government." "Then, sir," said Mr. Williams, "you deserve to be hanged for not doing your duty."
Wow.
Now, did you notice that? Now, just listen. The guy that sows into his future.
That's right.
Right?
He's got a good outlook on
things. He's got a great outlook.
Yeah.
I just want you to think about that. He wasn't the one predicting a gloomy outlook. Mm-hmm. He was the one looking at and walking by faith, the author and the finisher of his faith. He wasn't walking by sight. He was walking by faith. But look at the one that wanted to talk about the and broadcast the gloomy outlook. Mm-hmm. He was the one that didn't have his name attached to anything.
Yep.
He didn't want to go down with the ship, but he was willing to go ahead and stay on top of the ship as long as it was floating, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting how that works?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it reminds me of Eleazar when he was surrounded by was Philistines, I believe. No, somebody, one of the enemies of God's people. He's surrounded by them and his fellow Israelites. And the Israelites are, whoa, we can't take them out.
Only he's wiping out the Philistines?
He grabs his sword. As a matter of fact, this is biblically and scientifically proven. He clutched his sword so hard and slew against all odds all the Philistines. The Israelites would not help him out. But after he won, he couldn't even release his hand from the sword. That was how intense this battle was.
Yeah. Are you talking about Eleazar?
Yeah.
No. What's happening there is John Bunyan,
mm-hmm.
and actually talked about Mr. Valiant
yeah.
for the truth. And Spurgeon took it apart, and he said he heard of a story of a man where he was on a ship, and there was a boarding coming from the enemy,
yeah.
and he took the sword, and it stuck to his hand, and it clave to his hand.
Yeah.
And after the battle was complete, they had to surgically remove the sword from his hand.
Yeah, there you go.
In comparison mm-hmm. to Eleazar. Yeah. It reminds me of Samson, too, by the way, when he took the jawbone of an ass.
Yeah.
If the Bible said he took the jawbone of an ass and he slew the Philistines, friends, listen to me carefully. He took the jawbone of an ass and slew the Philistines. A child can understand that.
Yeah.
Doesn't need to complicate it, right?
Yeah.
So when you're talking about Eleazar going out there and doing what the children of Israel were not willing to do,
uh-huh.
Eleazar himself trusted God.
That's right.
He didn't put his trust in man. And the difference was who had their eyes on the author and the finisher of our faith? Eleazar did.
Just like the story you just read with Hillel.
But when the spoil came, I'll tell you what, the children of Israel were right there to gobble it all up.
That's right. Yeah. Once the victor is won, speaking to the analogy you just gave, the gentleman who said, well, I've never attached my name to anything that spoke out against the British, but if we are free and independent, I want a little piece of the action.
That's right.
The same thing with Eleazar. The people, after he won, came and got the spoils.
Reminds me of the rich people today.
Yeah, they want that liberty, right?
They want everything, don't they? But they don't want to distribute it. And if they do, it's surely not to the cause or to the battle to which will win them a furtherance of the That's freedoms right. that they now have.
Or maybe it'll win them, but not their kids. Maybe they're just looking out for themselves.
I think they are. It probably is. In my view, the Christian religion is the most important and one of the first things in which all children under a free government ought to be instructed. No truth is more evident to my mind than that the Christian religion must be the basis of any government intended to secure the rights and privileges of free people. Well, I think it's rather interesting when you begin to look at the foundations of our country, that 15,000 writings analyzed and 3,154 quotations and sources, the Bible is to be found most quoted by our founders. 34% of documented quotes were all from the, guess what, friends? The Bible. Separation of powers, Jeremiah 17:9. Immigration laws came from Leviticus 19:34. President must be natural born citizen, Deuteronomy 17:15. Witness and capital punishment, Deuteronomy 17:6. Three branches of government came from and derived from Isaiah 33:22. Tax exemption for churches, Ezra 7:24. John Adams, I'm sorry, one more, Republicanism, Exodus 18:21. And John Adams, quote, said, the general principles on which the fathers achieved independence were the general principles of Christianity. Now will I avow, and I then believed, and now believe that those general principles of Christianity, the principles on which the fathers achieved independence, are as eternal and immutable as the existence and attributes of
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Did you want me to tell you what the U.S. Congress said back in 1854?
I just think that's a great statement. The end of what John Adams just said. It's as eternal and immutable as God. Hey, so are our rights if we want that.
Yes.
Unchangeable.
Yes.
That's right. If we want that, then we have to rely upon the foundation of our liberties being in God. Well, how do you got to do that? You have to acknowledge God.
Amen.
You got to obey his laws.
He's the one that said, call unto me and I will answer, yeah. and I will show you great and mighty things in which you know not. His son is the one that said, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. And it was also Jesus that looked at us and said, no longer do I call you servants, but now I call you friends. And those things that I'm going to show you, I'm going to show you by the Holy Spirit. Yeah.
Holy.
Holy Spirit, yeah.
That's right.
Wow.
You know, that was one of the things. This is I think this is going. Buchanan, Mr. Pat Buchanan was on our show 3 days ago.
Yeah.
That was one of the things I asked him. I said, let's go to holiness.
Great interview, by the way.
Let's go to holiness.
Yeah.
You know, because he's in the political realm, and he believes himself to be kind of a roughneck, and he doesn't really fit in politics. He doesn't believe himself to be a statesman. Some people do just because he was around there. You know, he advised, I think, 3 or 4 presidents, and he ran for president himself a number of times. Didn't win. He was kind of outside the cloth. But I said to him, what about holiness? Is there a renaissance of holiness in Congress or in our government? Because without that, there's no way we're going to be able to build any momentum in anything that's good. And he believed there was, but not right now around Capitol Hill or in the House. It was all coming through the young people, he said. That was what he was identifying with.
Yeah.
And here's a guy that's been around since the 60s, been a political analyst. He writes columns every single week. So he kind of gets a good idea of the lay of the land. But that's where he said it was coming from. And I can't find any hope outside of it.
So if there's a lack, or if there's a little leaving in the lump.
Lots of leaving.
Okay, yeah. I'm trying to make a point, though. So who taught those kids the lack of holiness then? This is where we always got to come back to. It totally does.
I mean, they're the fruit of it, right?
I mean, we're in times now where pornography is actually legal.
Yeah.
They're trying to normalize bestiality in New York.
Yeah.
Prostitution's okay in a lot of places. They have strip joints everywhere. And God said if these things take place, this is what's going to happen to your land. It's going to be defiled because you've given it over to whoredom.
Yeah.
What's the problem? And wasn't it the Lord that also said without holiness, no man will see God?
Yeah.
And isn't he the one that gave the command, be holy as I'm holy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Isn't he also the God that said, I couldn't serve a God that wasn't holy and just. I couldn't serve a God that just overlooked my sin.
He wouldn't be
then
God.
It would make me God. Exactly.
That's right.
Right. Yeah. Perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. And men depart from evil by the fear of the Lord.
That's right.
And what is the fear of the Lord? Hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. And read Proverbs 6 when you get some time. And the Bible also says to those that do understand it, that when those that keep the commandments of the Lord, great is their understanding. Amen. And it's a filial fear.
That's right. And when they have that great understanding, then guess what? That gets perpetuated to you as the people, if those are your leaders. And that's what God commanded us to choose as leaders.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of in Exodus 23. This is what the Lord said to his people. Let's say it to America right now. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way. And to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. That would be the blessing, the land that flows with milk and honey. Beware of him.
The best of the land.
That's right.
Yes.
And boy, we got it. And obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thy enemies.
And an adversary unto thine adversaries.
Instead, what do we trade that for today? We have enemies and adversaries in our very own government system trying to attack the rights of the people.
And let them go ahead and do it. And they don't realize it's to their own demise.
That's right.
Yes.
And the American people don't realize it's as a result of themselves. It's not, oh, bad politicians. No, bad me. If I can get it right here,
that's right.
Then that'll be reflected in my representation.
What makes you good before God and before your fellow man is the fact that you deal with that corruption in government and establish righteousness in its place.
That's a free redemption.
Listen,
right
listen.
There.
That ain't smoky.
No,
these are the white guys. Folks, hang on. We're going to come back with our 2 last words. Famous last words. 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts. products from municipal water. Brookie water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.